Now, what happens in our first 3 years of life profoundly influences the rest of what happens to us. Now, my first 3 years of life, not that I can remember back that far, but I think they were pretty idyllic. I grew up on a cane farm in North Queensland. I've got two brothers, and times were pretty good. However, children who encounter extreme adversity in those early years, including prolonged exposure to physical or sexual abuse, and living in a highly stressful family environment, they're likely to suffer major impairments to their development. It can lead to lower educational achievement and ultimately lower workforce participation. Now, for the past decade, a research team has taken the challenge of finding a solution for these vulnerable children in Australia. Professor Jeff Borland from the University of Melbourne, who has overseen the research closely, joins us today to discuss the results. Professor Borland, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, so can you tell us a little bit more about this program and how it will work?
So it's a program that's been named the Early Years Education Program. It's a centre-based program, so it's taken place in a childcare centre setting. The program has two main objectives. First of all, to reverse delays in particular, brain development generally for children who've experienced extreme adversity. And then secondly, to redress learning deficiencies, which have come about because of those other delays in development. The program has sort of lots of special features, which are, designed to address those issues of reversing delays in development and redressing learning deficiencies, especially sort of designed care and education programs, high staff to child ratios. The educators are all qualified and highly experienced, and very important that the way the program was implemented, that those educators had sort of strong ongoing relationships with the children. It's another special aspect is that it's a multi-disciplinary program. So,
right,
for example,
okay.
A whole lot of expertise, education experts, infant mental health experts playing a role in not just designing the program, but designing what happens to each child in the centre.
Right. It's vitally important work. How did the research originally begin?
Well, about 12 years ago, the organisation that we partnered with, that's now called Kids First, at that time they were called the Children's Protection Society, they decided that they wanted to do something a bit different in the space of vulnerable children that they worked in. They had a visionary chair of their board, Alice Hill at the time, and a board who was sort of fully supportive of trying to do something new. So they had this idea that they would bring together people who could, take advantage of the latest knowledge on what affects development of children to design a program to try and improve outcomes for children who've experienced extreme adversity.
Right.
And then, they were also keen not just to do that, but to be able to, potentially sort of influence policy if it turned out that the program worked. So they implemented it as what's called a randomized control trial, which means that they defined a group of children who they said would be eligible for the trial, and then children who were referred as meeting those eligibility conditions were sort of assigned randomly either to receive the program or to not receive the program. And so that's meant that we've been able to really estimate quite rigorously what the impact of the program is on outcomes for children who participated in it.
Wow, that's awesome. And I mean, that's a really long-term partnership between the two of you. So that's really impressive. What have the results been that you've seen?
Well, We've just released the results. So I should, one thing I could have mentioned at the start is that this is a three-year program. So children commence the program between, or at least in the way we implemented it in the trial, between zero and three.
Okay.
And then they spend 3 years in the program if they complete the program. Some children sort of moved out of the area and which meant they couldn't complete the whole 3 years. But potentially, if you were doing the early years education program, you could you had three years in it. And so we collected sort of data before the children started in the trial, after they'd been in for 12 months, after they'd been in for 24 months, and we're collecting it after they've been in for 36 months if they for those children who have got to that point. And so, yeah, so we've just released the results which relate to the outcomes after 24 months. And, yeah, they're showing, large and statistically significant impacts on both children's what's often referred to as cognitive and non-cognitive development. So, for example, we find an effect on IQ, which is about to increase the IQ of children who did the program by 7 points on a 100-point scale. Essentially,
oh, wow.
it takes them from sort of on average being 7 or 8 points below the the sort of whole population of children of that age to being on average equivalent to that general population of children. Non-cognitive, which is sort of otherwise referred to as characteristics like social and emotional development or resilience, we've also found very large impacts. For example, on social and emotional development in the group of children who did the program, there was 12% who are in terms of the scale we used, would have been seen as needing clinical attention, whereas in the group of children who didn't participate in the program, that was about 40% sort of. So,
wow.
So some pretty large sort of impacts.
That,
interestingly, after 12 months, the only impact we found was some impact on IQ. So, one of the reasons the trial was for 3 years was to sort of work out how long it takes in a program like this to start to have an impact. So one of the other things we've learned from these 24-month results is that it does seem that it takes longer than 12 months.
12 months. Look, Professor Borland, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's, like I said before, really important work, really important research, and good luck with the rest of the work that you're implementing.
Thanks very much for your interest and the chance to talk to you about it.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.